close off before we got the Chumash on Thursday, and that is that if you recall, Shitas Rashi was with the Ritzpo that if in fact there's a Sakana on Wednesday, you should not get married on Monday. Rashi and Ritzpo only allowed you to get married on Tuesday. Remember that Shita? And that was against the Re said if there was a Sakana on Wednesday, you could get married on Monday. So why did Rashi say we'll allow you to get married on Tuesday? Because at least you'll fulfill at least 2 days of Shakti. Remember that was Rashi's theory? At least you'll fulfill 2 days of Shakti. So therefore, Wednesday, if there's a Sakana, you'll go to Tuesday. But to go back to Monday, that's chiseling down Shakti too much. At least you get 2 days and not 3 days. The Rashba had very difficult with that because he said there really are two reasons you get married on Wednesday. The most famous one is Tainus Pesulim, not Shakdu. So that's why maybe you should say don't get married on Monday, because that'll be more of a concern of Kirur Daite, that he'll be okay with it if you push it all the way back to Monday. So Rashba asked on Rashi, we said, why in fact did Rashi leave alone that reasoning of Tainus Pesulim and work with Shakdu? In fact, the Rashba quoted Yushalmi, says you can't be Madama Kira Das of 2 days to 1 day, right? So Rashi was very, very difficult. Seems from Rashi there's no difference between 1 and 2 days when it comes to Kuri Daite, because Rashi focuses on Shakdu. If you go from Wednesday to Monday, you're killing Shakdu. If you go from Wednesday to Tuesday, you're not killing it so bad. Well, what about the issue of Tainus Pesulim? That's why we don't want to go to Monday. Why do you ignore that? That was the point we left off with. You got me, Eli? Kibi, you got it? So I want to just give one shot from the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer wants to taina that even though halacha l'maisa we might be mocked in the marriage before Wednesday, but the bia doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be done before Wednesday. When you talk about avi sakana, and you talk about making the marriage to be on Monday, we won't allow that. So halacha l'maisa, Rashi says, I don't allow that. I want only the marriage to be on Tuesday, because that eats into Shakdu. Well, why don't you say it eats into Tainus Pesulim? Because even if they get married on Tuesday, the B is going to be on Wednesday, and Tainus Pesulim will always be in place. You follow what I'm saying? There's never an issue of Tainus Pesulim, says the Chassam Sofer. Because you could say we're going to push the marriage back, but maybe we don't know whether the bia is going to, we're going to keep on Wednesday. So therefore, he'll be able to take her to Bezdin the next day. I thought it was an ingenious pshat. So therefore, if that's the case, when the Bryce said, v'sheni lo yichnos, it's not because of Tainus Pesulim, because sheni lo yichnos has nothing to do with an issue of Tainus Pesulim, because the truth is you could get married and just wait for the bia to Wednesday, fulfill Tainus Pesulim. It has to be something else. Why sheni lo yichnos? You know what that something else is? Because you're killing Shakdu. You're killing Shakdu if you get married on Monday. That's chiseling down Shakdu too much. So that's the point I wanted to bring out from the Chassam Sofer on this halacha. Okay? Yeah, go ahead.
But didn't we say that the whole reason that the Takana was on Wednesday in the first place is because you assume that they're gonna that the chassid is going to want it to be on the first night, so therefore it's going to have Tainus Pesulim.
Right, but I'm saying that if you're going to ensure, you can't tell me that that was the reason why Monday you're not going to get married because Tainus Pesulim, because I can envision that I can keep that in place by having the marriage and though having the bia 2 days later.
They'll just do yichud
of the bia 2 days later. That's correct. There's no issue of yichud. She's not a yichud.
We aren't worried about that. Let's say on the regular takana before anything, like on Wednesday, maybe they're just going to push off the bia there too.
Right, but there's no reason to do that because he wants to be able to take her to basin if he has to. Correct. So I thought that was the Chassam Sofer's shot. You got it? So let's make sure we get that down. We finish that nekuda. Okay. Now we get to the nekuda we have to get to, the sugya. There's a lot of different points here. So again, as we say, we always got to go slow to try to make sure we get every point. Chlor, Bezushim. Okay. If you remember correctly in the Gemara, we read through the Gemara. So let's go back now. When the Gemara said, what was the sakana that allowed the nation Noaguam to get married on Tuesday? The Gemara said, my sakana. So the Gemara said, well, if the sakana was that you're going to get killed, the Gemara had a line. What was the line? Nogu lagamri naakre. Nogu? What do you mean nogu? The Gemara jumps. Gemara says nogu. Why would you be nogu? Lagamri naakre. Let's uproot it completely. Right? So let's focus now on that kasha, the Gemara. Okay, before we even get to the Tisus. What did it mean, nogu lagamri naakre? Okay? You mean you're putting them in a sakana that they said anyone who gets married on Wednesday is going to get killed. So why would you say nogu? They had a minig to get married on Tuesday. We should get rid of the takana, lock, stock, and barrel. We should get rid of the whole thing, 100%. Okay. So what's the pshat lamaisa? What's the pshat in this line of the Gemara? Okay. Now, Lamaisa is the way the Shittim Gubetzit says it. I want you to get this line. He actually says they should have made an Isser. And we're going to get to it. But let's start Lamaisa with the Rivosh. Let's start with the Rivosh, okay? The Shittim Gubetzit here quotes a Rivosh that I wanted you to see. Very fascinating. He quotes the Rivosh, the Shittim Gubetzit. And he says as follows. Okay, Rivosh B'Tshuvosav. It's on page Lamentes in the Kobetz Beforshim. Okay? He's bothered by the following kasha, the Rivosh. It's in Shinayin Ayin Gimel. He says, and this is what we'll have to introduce. I wanted you to see the Gemara Meseches Yume on Daf Peheim at base. The Gemara makes a drasha on the Pasuk that Hashem, Baruch Hashem, gave us the Torah and gave us mitzvahs. And the bottom line is that we're supposed to live by the mitzvahs and not die by them. It says, V'chai b'hem, what parsha is it? Is it Kedoshim? I don't recall. But the Gemara makes a drasha, V'chai b'hem, lo sh'yomus b'hem. That you should live by mitzvahs and don't die by them. We don't want a person to die by mitzvahs. The person has a gun to his head and he has to eat ham, he eats the ham sandwich to save his life in private. There is a halacha, V'chai b'hem, lo sh'yomus b'hem. Okay. You're starving to death. Halacha lamaisa, if you're starving to death, we have a halacha that you are able to save your life and be over the isser based on this principle of v'chai b'hem lo sh'yomus b'hem. Everyone got that? What'd you say?
Is it an isser though?
That's a shayla how you would say the onus of mona pacha, maybe. That would depend. It's a hafkas aveira or it's a maaser with a pteroj. That would depend on that topic that we learned. But that's the klal. We got that? Okay. The Gemara, though, says there are three exceptions to that rule. The three exceptions to the rule are the shlosha averis. Okay? Where we say, yehareg ma'al ya'avor. You have to let yourself be killed and don't transgress the avera. Ta'avor. Now, the makor for avodah zarah is a pasuk, right? By avodah zarah is a pasuk. For Gibeorayis, the halacha is that it's learned from a hekesh. So let's start with Ritzicha. Ritzicha is a svara. What's the svara? Why is your blood any redder than the other guy's blood? Someone takes a gun to my head and says, kill that guy or I'm going to kill you. You have to let yourself be killed. Who gives you the right to say his blood is redder than yours? You follow me? It's a svara. And Gilearias is a hekesh to Ritzicha. Gilearias is a hekesh to Ritzicha. Hekesh le Ritzicha. That just by Ritzicha we say Yaraval Yavor, so too by what? So too by Halacha Lamaisa, by Ritzicha we say the same thing. Okay? So too by Gilearias we say the hekesh me Ritzicha. What's the pasuk by Avodah Zarah? You recall what the pasuk is by Avodah Zarah? The Gemara quotes in Sochim, no? And Chavheim and Beis, the Gemara quotes a pasuk as to why you have to give up your life and in Sanhedrin. Also it says Lamaisa, yeah, in Sanhedrin it says it as well. It's a pasuk Lamaisa, Beferish. It says, Avodah Zarah Hada Amaran. It says, Bechol Nafshecha, right? Very good, Daniel. Bechol Nafshecha, the pasuk is Bechol Nafshecha, with all your soul, okay? B'chol nafshecha. It's a Gemara in Pesachim, Chafeim, Rav, and in Sanhedrin. So these are called the three cardinal sins. Avi, you got me? That we say Yarav al-Yavar. So you start off with the Klal v'chai b'hem, b'lo sh'yavos b'hem. And then you have the three Averis of Adazar, Ritzich, and Gilead Arias, where we say Yarev al Yavar. You have to let yourself be killed. Okay? Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Ayandalim and Alf I gave you elaborates a little more. And it says two other categories. It says Bifarhesia. We'll get back to that, not today, about the Zamachlakes, the Mishnah Melech Lamais, but Bifarhesia. If someone takes a gun to my head and says, I want you to eat this ham sandwich because I want to break down Yadus. What does Bifarhesia mean in front of 10 Jews? 10 Jews. And I want to show people that you see that Jews don't observe ham, the Yisr beating ham. Then in that case, even by Shar Averis, we paskin Yareg, Yaharog, Va'al Yavor. Okay? We paskin Yavor, Yareg Va'al Yavor, if it is Beferhesia, Kede Lahaver Al Adas. Okay? Kede Lahaver Al Adas. That's basically what we assume. Let's say the guy's doing it for his own hana. Let's say the guy wants, I don't know, for some reason, if I ate ham, he's going to make millions of dollars. Because people will see, not me, take someone else. That have to be me. I'm just using an example. If people see this guy eat ham, he's going to make millions of dollars. If he's doing it for that, then you don't have to give up your life, push up shot. It's Bifarhesia, but it's Kelahaver al-Dat. That is religion, Judaism. If he's doing to break down Judaism, you have to give up your life. Even if it's one of the other Averis. And then there's a fourth, another cloud, which the Gemara calls Shas HaShmad, which means where they're trying to what? Mamish destroy Yadus, and they're trying to what? Even Arkana de Misana, that they're trying to what? Make the Jews wear, let's say, the same shoes as what? As non-Jews, okay? Which is not even an Averi. Okay, Arkana de Misana means a different type of shoe, which the shoe is different, was more tsanua than Goyim, and they make you start wearing the Goyish one. So it's not even a mitzvah or a mini Yehudi. It could be Shtamak Zera Halacha L'maisa, which we say is based on, let's say, you know, our behavior. Shas HaShmad, also you have to say Yaharog Va'al Ya'avor. Okay?
That's different from Farhesia?
Yes, that's different from Farhesia, because that was a mitzvah, that was an Isser. But this is a different thing, L'maisa. This is considered to be even something that's a bitul minik. Even in a bitul minik, we would say Arka de Misana, okay?
What's the case difference, though? Like
the shoes. In other words, they force you to wear shoes that are goyish shoes, okay? A goyish shoes, halacha l'maisa. There's a shinui l'maisa in that sense, that it's a mini Yehudi. That's the way we're going to write it, okay? A mini Yehudi. So if they're trying to break that, a mini Yehudi, then we would say, halacha l'maisa, that there's a halacha of Arka de Misana, and you have to give up your life. So this is all with the backdrop of against Vachaybehem. These are exceptions to the rule. Okay? This is very critical. We have to know this din. That's why I gave you the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma there is looking for the Makor of Pikuach Nefesh being Docha Shabbos. But Shabbos is an example of all the other Averis in the Chumash. Pikuach Nefesh Docha Akol, except for the three Averis. Except for the three cardinal sins. Okay. So now that you have this background, now we can focus, L'maisa, even before we get to the Taisvis, is what exactly was the kasha of the Gemara? What was the kasha of the Gemara when the Gemara says, Nagu legamri neakre? What do you mean, Nagu? We should get rid of the whole thing, right? We should get rid of the whole thing. Why should we get rid of the whole thing? Because the Jews might die. So get rid of the takana of when to get married. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. Clear? Right? Why are we gambling? Nagu, what do you mean, Nagu? We should get rid of the whole thing completely. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Right? Nagu, psula nisnum ravid hihareg. Nagu, we have a minute to get married on Tuesday. It's a kind of safashish. We should uproot the whole thing. Ezra, you got me? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Says the Rivosh, what's the kasha? This is shasa shmad. If it's shasa shmad, you should give up your life even on a mitzvah in the Rabbanon. Or even like that minig we said. Why should Chazal be ochre their takana? What are you talking about? On the contrary, they should keep the takana. They should give up their lives because of this takana. This is like Shas HaShmad. You follow me, Avi? What's the kasha to Gemara? That's the Rivosh's kasha. Very strong kasha that he asks, okay? How do you read the kasha to Gemara? Right? Very strong. What do you mean, Nagu? Legamri Nakre? Why should we uproot it? We should keep it steadfast Wednesday and they should die for it. Okay, that's the Rav Ash's kasha. So the Rav Ash says the following teretz. The Rav Ash wants to say that there is no chiyuv to be moser nefesh only for someone who the gzera was put upon. The women had the gzera put on them. And in a chanami, it would be an obligation upon them to be moser nefesh and not to be over the takon of chazal. But the chachamim, the gzera was not on the chachamim. So they should be ochre their takana in order not to cause people to be killed. You hear the answer? The answer was that the gzera was on the women. The gzera was not on chazal. So chazal should get rid of their takana to create a situation, a scenario that the women would have to give up their lives. The gzera was on the women. And in a chanami ezra, they should have to give up their lives. But what the Gemara is asking is the gzera was not on chazal. So let chazal change their takana so no one should have to get killed. You follow me? That's the way the Rosh says. And if you look in the Agos Ashri I gave you in Osei, the Agos Ashri in Osei says, Kevin Shekru Beis Din Lake Yisra Mishum Eitz Sara. That's exactly what Rosh is saying. Since Beis Din uproots it, there's no Eitz Sara, because it's in the realm of Beis Din to move it around. Memela, we see Beferish Halacha L'maisa, that that's the Kasha the Gemara. The Kasha was not on the women, the Kasha is on the Chazal. That the chazal should change the takanas to meila, they don't have to force an issue that someone will get killed. Okay? However, the Pnei Yehoshua says, I don't understand this. Pnei Yehoshua says, but the Gemara said, Shasa Shmad, even if they talk to you about, you know, even if the goyim say you have to change your shoes, you have to be moser nefesh. So why didn't the chachamim oker this minig in order, madua shalo yakru chachamim minig zeh, nefesh? That's what the Pnei Yehoshua asks on the Rav Ash. The Pnei Yehoshua is asking on the Rav Ash, Lamaisa, is that, again, what was the Kasha of the Gemara? The Kasha of the Gemara was what? Why, in fact, should we be have a minig? We should uproot it completely. Uproot it completely? Why should they uproot it? Shas HaShema, the Teretz says the Gzeres on the women, not on Chazal. Chazal should change it. And therefore, since the Beis Din changes, there's no Isser of Esar. Okay, that's fine. But the truth of the matter is, why isn't it that the Chachamim are Oka this Minig, Lamaisa, Madua Shul Ya'akru Chachamim Minig Zeh, Kedei Shul Yavol, Lidei Ibud Nefesh. Okay? In other words, He has the same Kasha, Lamaisa. He has the same kasha, Lamaisa.
Isn't that on Beis Din also, though?
Yeah, but he's asking the same kasha as the Rav Ash. Same kasha. He's asking on the Gemara, Lamaisa. In other words,
question on the Gemara according to the Rav Ash.
Why do you say that?
The Rav Ash explained that by being the Gemara is asking either Ravana should be ma'akir the din completely so that they wouldn't have to give their lives, and that's what.
So what do we ask on that? The Rav Ash said it's Shas HaShmad. Chazal.
No, that's what he answered.
No. What was the Gemara again? Well, let's get it clear. Because we got a lot to do. The Gemara said Nagu. Right. The Gemara said, why Nagu? Why is it a minig? It said, Lagamri Nagu.
Right.
You should get rid of the whole thing. It's a Kanas Tafashas. So the Kash is, why should we get rid of the whole thing? It's Shas HaShmad.
Right.
Shas HaShmad, Chazal, we don't get rid of Takanas. Shas HaShmad, we have to give up our lives. The Teretz is the Takana, the Rav Ash, the Teretz is to validate the Kash of the Gemara was what?
That they should get rid of the Rabbanah should get rid of it so the woman would not have to kill themselves.
Right, because the Gzera was on the women, so Chazal can get rid of it, correct? Okay, so Pnei Yehoshua wants to say a different shot, okay? You got it? Now that's the first is the Rav Ash. Pnei Yehoshua wants to say a different shot. Pnei Yehoshua wants to say that Shas HaShmad, your only Mechuyiv, if they made a gzera to be over a mitzvah v'kum v'esei, if the goyim made a gzera to be over a mitzvah tor b'shev v'altase, you don't have to give up your life. There's a difference between kum v'esei v'shev v'altase, and this is a machlokes in Rishonim. Rov Rishonim say in a case of shev v'altase and not mechuyev to give up your life b'shas hashmad. Okay, Rov Rishonim, the Ran in Masechta Shabbos says you're not mechuyev limsor nefesh b'shas hashmad. Because it's Shev Altase. Shev Altase and Namachuyiv. There are more paskas like this in Yordaya, Simon, Kufnun, Zion, Sif, Aleph. You follow what I'm saying? There's a difference between Shev Altase and Kum Vese. You got me? If they tell you Shas HaShmad to get up and wear those shoes, that's Kum Vese. Then you got to give up your life. But if they tell you to stop doing something, then you don't have to. So it comes out very nicely.
Is that in Ramah?
That's the Pnei Yehoshua wants to say. But the Bnei Yeshua says this is Rov Rishonim said like this. The Rambam in the Igeres Hashmad, please get it down, claims you have to give up your life too as well. And Tosis in Shabbos on Mentesim and Alf also says you have to give up your life, even B'Shev Altase. But if you follow Rov Rishonim, let's think about it here. What was the Igeres Hashmad? Not to get married, Lamaisa, what's the pshat? So we say that not to get married on Wednesday is considered to be Shev Altase, right? And they're not Mechuyiv Limsur Nafshin. So even Shas HaShmad, you're only Mechuyiv to give up your life when it's Kum Vese. That's Rov Rishonim. That's what Rov Rishonim want to say. Okay? So in this situation, Halacha Lamaisa, the Teretz is, oh, you want to tell me it's a Shas HaShmad, Frek the Rivosh, how could we ever oker anything? We view this as what? We view this as Shev Altase. This is not Kum Vese. And therefore, Lamaisa, not to get married on Wednesday, it's Exer that's considered Shev Altase. You're not Mechuyiv to give up your life for that. Okay? You're not Mechuyiv to give up your life for that.
So there's a question the Gemara put in there?
So, Lamaisa, the Kasha of the Gemara was, Nagu Legamre, right? Naakre. We should uproot the Takan of Chazal so that no one's going to get hurt. What do you mean uproot the Takan of Chazal? They should give up their life. No, you never have to give up your life when it's Shev Altase. You got me? Okay, so that's the two terutzim so far. Number one, as we said, is the Rivosh is not on what? The Rivosh is not on them. Lo Alehem. It's not on them. Right? It wasn't on Chazal. Al Chachamim Zichrona Livracha. Right? It wasn't on them. It was on the women, Lamaisa. The Shas HaShmad was on them. The other terutzim is the Pnei Yeshua. He goes like Rov Rishonim that this is Shev Altase. So even the Shas HaShmad, I want you to get that down. You don't have to give up your life. That's the way the Ramah Paskins, Halacha Lamaisa. So that's another Teretz. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
How do we know this is Shas HaShmad?
What'd you say?
How do we know this is Shas HaShmad?
It said anyone who's boiled to the Hegmon gets killed. No? That was my Sakana. We want to know what the Sakana was. So anyone who gets married on Wednesday is going to get killed. Isn't that Shas HaShmad? Churit Shas HaShmad, no? I mean, it was a governor making a takana. It was a terrible thing, Lamaisa. So, you know, it's your challenging. Okay, let's see, Lamaisa. Okay, maybe it's not, but let's see. These are two terutzim so far. The Bach gives another terutz, interestingly. The Bach says, in Orachaim Simin Tofresh Ayin Alf Dirmas Moshas HaKonit, he says, the only time you have to give up your life was when they're Okra Mitzvah completely. Here they're not being Okra Mitzvah completely. It just changed from Wednesday to Tuesday. And therefore, since they changed from Wednesday to Tuesday, that's not on the Kiruk Muruk, you don't have to give up your life for it. Interesting, that's what the Bach says. Okay? So the Bach says they didn't Okra Lagamri. It wasn't in the Kiruk Lagamri. That's what the Bach says. The Bach writes it was not an Akira Lo Have Akira Lagamri. It was not an Akira Lagamri. It was not a complete uprooting. Okay. Fine. Interesting terrors. The Chassam Sofer says, interestingly, very beautiful way of reading it, he says the Kasha de Gemara was that Chazal should make another day to meet Beis Din, that Beis Din should meet, and get married the day before that. And therefore the Takana of Chazal was kept. The Iker Takana was to get married on Wednesday so that you could take her to a Beis Din the next day. So get married another day. Whatever that day, have Beis Din meet another day. Get married the day before that, and then you fulfill the Takana. So according to the Chassam Sofer, also, Lomaisa, it wasn't even an Akira. Lohavi Akira. According to the Chassam Sofer, it wasn't really an Akira. Lohavi Akira. Bichlau. Because what the suggestion was is that have Beis Din meet another day. Beis Din, let Beis Din be a Yom Acher. Let Beis Din be a Yom Acher. And if Beis Din will be a Yom Acher, we'll get married the day before that. So Bichlau, we were keeping the Takan of Chazal. It wasn't an uprooting at all.
That's uprooting the Takan of Ezra.
What'd you say?
That's uprooting the Takan of Ezra.
It's not. The Takan of Ezra, Lamaisa, okay, but Lamaisa, it's not uprooting it because you're changing it, Daniel. You're not getting rid of it. Just changing the day, that's all. Just changing the day. So that's not an Akira. Akira means you're getting rid of it completely. So that's why I say it wasn't an Akira Bichlau. I guess you could say it was a shtickle, you're changing the day, but in his perspective, that wasn't called an Akira at all.
Or you can just say that that Akira is not related to the Shmat, meaning that Akira changing to Hanas Ezra has nothing to do with the Shmat, so therefore there's no reason it can't be.
Right, that could be also a good svar, but Daniel's saying you are still changing it, but you're right, that's not related to the Shmat, the Beis Din being changed. But that's a good point as well, Keith. Absolutely, that's a very good point. And the last pshat of the Shita Mekubetz quotes B'Shem, the Shita Yishana, he says, and this is a big chiddush, he says, L'chachila Chazal never made the takana of a makom sheyavol edei sakana. That's a big chiddush. I mean, you could say that in every din the Rabbanim, you know what I mean? That they only made takanas of Rabbanim so no sakana should come out of it. Okay, but L'maisa, I want you to get that. B'Shem, the Shita Yishana, L'maisa, they never made the takana if it's going to come to sakana. Shita Mekubetz is B'Shem, the Shita Yishana, who said that Halacha L'maisa is going to come to what? They didn't want to make lo tikein kashir yesh sakana. So therefore it's not an akira at all. It came kashir yesh sakana. Okay? So those are five different ways I want you to know how to substantiate the kasha of the Gemara when it said Nagu, you have a minig to give me on Tuesday? The Chazal should have gotten rid of it. What do you mean they should have gotten rid of it? It's Shas HaShmad. They should die for it. They should have to die for it. The Rivash, Pnei Yoshua, all asked this kasha. These are the five ways we want to say. Either the pshat is that it wasn't on them, it was on the women. Either it was Shev Al Tase, either it wasn't uprooted completely, either it wasn't an Akira at all because we want to change when Beis Din meets and then the day before to get married. Like Kibi said, that wasn't a Shas HaShmat. Or you say that, you know, that's not considered Akira at all, like Daniel was saying, and just maybe a little bit today.
How does that answer?
How does it answer what?
Reason why she really should not die.
Which territory are you asking about? Because it wasn't an Akira at all. Again, the kasha was, the Chachamim were saying, you should be ochre their takana. How could they do it? Shas HaShmat. The Teretz is they weren't be ochre or anything. What the Gemara was suggesting was, Na'akre means just switch when Beis Din meets, and then whenever they meet, the day before that. So Lamai said, wasn't that Akira that would be a breach of that din of Shas HaShmat? And then the last Teretz is that they weren't misakin it at all when it's a Sakana. When the Sakana came up, the Sakana never really rose. Okay, so those are five different pshatim we have, Lagabi, what the Gemara meant in this pshat. So it's very critical, Lamai, I want you to understand that. Okay, now this leads us to Vayter and the Gemara with the Taisus. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, you know what, it's a great kasha. So the Gemara said it was a different type of sakana that any besula gets married on Wednesday would have to live with the hegmo. So the Gemara says, why is that a sakana? It's an onus. Why call it a sakana? The Gemara says, because the tznuos won't do it. They'll give up their lives and they'll die and they'll come to lide sakana. So the Gemara says, why is that a problem? Why don't we announce? This is the famous kasha. Let us announce. Let us lude the onishari. Let us announce that the raped woman that is married is mutter to a husband. So that they won't stop themselves and they won't give up their lives. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Let us announce literally onishari. Let us make that announcement. That Tzedekah says will not live with these people and they'll get killed. Why don't we make an announcement? They're allowed to, they'll still be mutter to their husbands. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Ledrish lehu the onishari. Okay? We got that? Okay, Daniel, what's not clear about that? That's what the Gemara says. We saw the Gemara. The Gemara said the Sakana is not that she's going to be killed. The Sakana is going to live through the Hegmo. Yes? Gemara says, why is that a Sakana? It's an onus. There's a reason why it's a Sakana, because the students won't do it. And they'll let themselves be killed not doing it. So Gemara says, what's the big deal? Announce that it should be mutter. That a raped, married woman is mutter to a husband. Well, legislu the onishari. Okay? All right, so let's look in the Tais inside. Okay, Avi, you got the Gemara? You got your Gemara? Use the Gemara here, okay? Thank you, Daniel. Let's look inside the Taisus.
We're not creating okay? A new din, right?
I want you to read the Taisus, okay? What'd you say?
They're not changing the din, they're just announcing that the halakha.
Yes, they're announcing, so they won't die. So they won't die. So let's see, okay? This brings us to this machloikis, okay? Very important machloikis, okay? Let's go, okay? You got it? Go ahead, Avi. Gimel and Bey is the Taisus. Lidush Ludon Ishari. Go ahead.
Lidush Ludon Ishari.
Excellent. What's the kasha? How can you make an announcement that a married woman should go ahead and live with this guy? It's Yarag Val Yavor. How can we make a public proclamation in Shul? It's against the din. We wrote it on the board. Go ahead.
Mitzrayim is being in time. The Ein Chayavin Nisa Al Bailas Mitzri. The Rachmana of Karin Lazari the Mitzri. Ichtim in Yecheskel the Zarmas Susim.
Right, Yecheskel Pirkov Gimel, the Torah is Mafkia, the Zera, the seed of an Egyptian, is an example of a goy, that they're treated as Ramta, Susum, Zramtel, they're treated like that, like a behema, and therefore what? You're not Chayav Misa if you a married woman lives with a goy, because it's like being with a behema regarding this din. Umaisi Raya.
The
therefore, we have no problem announcing that the women, married women, Jewish married women, that are raped by a non Jewish man. Is okay. Because why? They're not chayav, it's not Yarv or Yavor. Because they're not chayav Misa. Go ahead. He actually says, Enim chuyevis limsuris atzma lemisa, al bilis koi. You're not mechuyev to give up your life. Go ahead. Am I see Raya? Right, the Gemara has a famous kasha. How could Esther go into Mordechai, go into Achashverosh to live with him when everyone knows that she was going in for that reason? Right? She had been raped all those times, and now she had to go in and plead for the Jewish people. She was going in Baratzon. So how could she go in Baratzon? Everyone knew that. That was in public. So why does Gemara ask Esther before Esther of low parach, and it doesn't ask, go ahead, by Esther? Oh, why didn't it ask that Esther was Gilei Arayos? Mashma? Oh, you see that Mishum Arayos is not a problem. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that Bias Akum does not create an Isser to her husband. It doesn't create a Bias Isser to her husband or to the Boa. There's a Mishnah in Sotah that says Echad LaBaal V'Echad LaBoa. If you have a married couple, the married woman is Mizana, she's usher to her husband, she's usher to the Boa forever. Echad LaBaal V'Echad LaBoa. That's a Mishnah in Masechta Sotah, Chav Zayin. Echad LaBaal V'Echad LaBoa. It's a Beferish Mishnah in Sotah. Adaf of Zion. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam is of the theory that Bias Behema doesn't answer. Bias Goy is Kibias Abahema. Is Kibias Abahema. And it doesn't answer at all. Lo Osir. Okay? It doesn't answer at all. Lo Osir. You got it? That's Rabbeinu Tam's theory. You got me, Ezra? Let's get Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And his Rai is from what? It's really from our Gemara, his answer is, how can they make the public proclamation? No problem, the guy's a goy. What's the problem? Number two, the Pusik says, Beferish in Yecheskel. Number three, the Gemara is worried about the Chil Hashem of Esther living before Hesia with Achashverosh. Never calls it Gilei Arayos, because it's not Gilei Arayos. That's why. Okay? Go ahead, and because of that, he matters the following case. Mitokach. Right, Bias Mitzri is like a goy, meaning Rabbeinu Tam's case was what? He had a Jewish couple, and the Jewish woman goes off. Runs away and she becomes an apikoyers. She becomes converts to Christianity, let's say. And then a goy live with her. And then the goy wants to what? Convert and now marry her. Right? And what's the story? Can he do it or not? Why did she say Echad LaBaal V'Echad LaBoa? When he was Mizana with her, he was the Boa. The answer is you don't say that. Now you have to say he divorced her. Okay, I want you guys to get that done. You have to say the Jewish guy divorced her. Right? Because obviously, how could the guy ever marry her if he didn't divorce her? You got to add that in the story. That the original Jewish guy, her first husband was Jewish, divorced her after she ran off with the goy. But the goy converts. And it's not our problem. Echel abal, echel abal. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's theory. Ezra, you got me? That's Rabbeinu Tam's theory, halacha lemaisa. Okay? You have to say that what? That he divorced her, and therefore there's no znus, there's no isser created at all. None whatsoever. Okay, she did a wrong thing. She did an Isser. Halach l'maisa, we're going to talk about another time, Kenoim Pogimbo, right? Kenoim Pogimbo is with a Jewish man with a shiksa. Do you say it reverse? Here it's a Jewish woman with a man. Do you say Kenoim Pogimbo the reverse way? That we won't get to today. But l'maisa, you see this clearly. So this is the Shita Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Bias Akam does not awesome. You got me, Avi? That's a Shita. Yeah? How many Makoros did it in Masber? Number one, it was Masbar Ar Gemara. Well, why we can make the public proclamation, Lonis Shari, right? that if a Jewish woman is raped by the goy, she's still mutter to a husband. It's bias behemah. Number two, even if they did a baratzon, it's mutter, right? Number two, what? Yecheskel, the pasuk, excellent, right? And number three, why it says Esther beforehesi, it doesn't say Esther give you a rice. And number four, the psak halacha that he passed in Ladina. Okay, so lock, stock, and barrel. That's what I've been in time's theory. Go ahead. Zok the Rivam. He says, I disagree. If she's Mizana with a goy, she's also her husband. Kedamar Hacha? Oh, there are prutzos. What was prutzos? The Gemara's answer is that there are prutzos. What are prutzos? Prutzos, if you tell them that onus mutter, they're going to end up doing it what? They're going to do it baratzon, and then they will be usher on their husbands. So you see it's not true? You see it's not true? Right? It's a very good point. No, you see that if they do become usher. Okay? L'chur it's a kashin. Go ahead. What's the din if a woman's captured amongst the goyim? Amrinin. If she live with the goyim baratzon, she's usher to her husband. Right, so that's another Gemara that seems to imply that it's usher. Go ahead, Amar Nami. You know that's a pasuk. What's that a pasuk in the Megillah? In Megillah's Esther, she says to Mordechai, "Now you're asking me to go baratzon. Up to this time, she'd been raped by Achashverosh. Do you know they were married? According to the Megillah, she was his niece. The mitzvah to marry one's niece, right?" You know, not mechuyev, but if you end up marrying, you get an added mitzvah. Avram married Sarah. We pointed that out. You're not mechuyev. The Gemara says that they were what? They were married. So she says, I'm mutter to you because until this time I've been raped by Achashverosh. But now you're asking me to go baratzon. I'm going to become usher to you. Kashir avadati. Go ahead. Kashir avadati meis abba. Kashir avadati meis abba. Just like I've been lost from beis abba. Avadati mimcha. I won't be able to live with you anymore. I guess Beis Abba means that she's out of the Jewish home, right? She's lost out of a Jewish home because she's got to live with Achashverosh. She's also going to be lost al pidin to her husband now. So Alma, we see. We see that regarding her husband, it's not considered to be a goy like a behemoth. And it does create an isser, right? Lock, stock, and barrel the other way, he quotes. Two Gemaras. Our Gemara Prutzos. Nechbashar de'akum in the Gemara of Megillah. Go ahead, v'huadin.
V'huadin the boa.
You're also us of the boa. Afagav. Even though there's no znus l'behema, right? Go ahead. And there's no bia behema poselis, and bia behema doesn't poselis voseris. Meaning that what is the Gemara saying? Yavamus, we looked it up. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a zona, right? A zona is a woman that had bia with someone who's usher. A woman that had bestiality can no longer marry a Kohen. She becomes a zona. Says Beferish, right? Avagav names Nusul Behema, Halach Lamaisa. What's the din? She doesn't become a zona, right? Remember we said? What does it say? It says, Amalagabe Bawa Lochashiva Bilitz Mishkibis Behem, who had din Labal? Go ahead. Avagav Dain what? What does it mean, names Nusla Behema? That's what I'm saying. She doesn't become a zone if she had bestiality. She remains mutter to a calling. Okay, that's the Gemara Yavamis on the Testament base. Go ahead. The Bias Behema doesn't passel and Asar can read in the Perak. Bias Mitzri, though, of a man, non Jewish man, is a Bia. So what do you do with the Pasuk in Yecheskel? Go ahead. That means that the Torah says there's no relationship. Ain lo chias. The zaro chashu kazera behema, meaning he's not yorishim. Okay, that, I want you to get down to your notes. That's against the Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says the father, a son is yorish's father, dvar Torah. That a goy is yorish's father that dies. Rabbi Chanan says this toast line of that Gemara is against the what? That Gemara is against the Gemara Nivam is against the Gemara Kedushin. Is there a Katsa Yerusha? The Gemara Nivam is Mashma Lamais. He says, Ain't no Yichis, right? But the Gabi being an Isser, it's Osir. So what do we have here? We have the Rivam Shita that says what? What is the Rivam Shita? Rivam says, no. Be a Goy. Be a Goy is Usser. Osir. Habal. Osir aboyo vabal. Usser abal. The aboyo. Okay? You got me? This is a fundamental machlokas, guys. How do you treat bias akel? Is it a bias isser or not? Rabbi Natan says it is not. The Rivam says it is. It's a tremendous nafkamina. Will should be usher to the baal, to the boil or not? So you have a straight up machloikis. Now these are many, many kashas that we're going to have to what figure out. Okay, what is this machloikis here all about between the Rabbi Natan and the Rivam? Well, I'm saying, yeah, because he's saying that there's no Yerusha. He's getting out of the Gemara and just saying that they're like a sus, the God, there's no Yerusha. But the Gemara Kedushin says there is a Yerusha. So we got to try to answer that Kasha, not today, but we got to come up with a Teretz, okay?
Where?
Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. It says Beferish that there is Yerusha.
So we'll come to give an answer.
Yeah, we have to check. We have to check what the answer is. But it's a difficulty. Okay, but let's get to the crux of the Machloikis here between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivom. The fundamental machlokes here, halacha l'maisa, okay? Do we assume that it's like Gili Arias or not? Okay? That's the shaila, halacha l'maisa. Is it like Gili Arias or not? And that's the shaila. Okay. So, l'maisa, let's start with the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's start with the Rabbeinu Tam. What do you say with the Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam, the source of Rabbeinu Tam is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we said was what? What was the Gemara in Sanhedrin? That said, why did it say that she's Befarhesia? It should have said there was Gili Arias. That seems to imply that there's no Gili Arias. So what do you say the Rivam's going to hold? What's the Rivam going to say to that? What do you say the Rivam's going to say to that in the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Why didn't the, if according to the Rivam, it's a Vibias Isser, why didn't the Gemara ask for Esther before Hesia avoid? Why didn't it say Esther before Gili Arias avoid? Why not? What do you think, Halacha L'maisa? Because she was Karka Olam, that's why. I want you to get it down. The Rivam would respond, she was Karka Olam. Okay? However, the Gemara thought that that only is, that's only Legabe what? That's only Legabe saving Gili Arias. It's not going to be able to save Legabe what before Hesia. And the Gemara answers, no, it also helps Legabe for Hesia. So that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Karka Olam is not a problem. If she's Karka Olam, it's not going to be a problem. But in general, Bias Akum does Aser. Unless it's Karka Olam.
Wait, Esther was before Hesia?
Esther, everyone knew about it.
And that's considered before Hesia?
Yes, that's what the Maram Shik writes. As long as everyone knew about it, it's fine. Okay?
Right.
Now the Ramban says, I want you to get this.
What was the proof?
He learned differently the Pshat and the Gemara. That the Gemara said that it was not Gili Arias because she was Karka Olam.
And how did Rabbeinu Tam learn that it was?
Rabbeinu Tam learned Beferish Lamaisa that it's not because Bias Akum is not. That's why the Gemara didn't ask it. The Gemara only focused, there's two points the Gemara focused on. Ezra focused on whether it's Gili Arias or whether it focused on Chilul Hashem. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a problem, never was Gili Arias. It's only a problem of Pharesia. According to Rivam, it's a problem of both, but Karkom took care of Gili Arias. The Gemara didn't know if it would take care of what? Before Hesia, and it does. So the Ramban, that's one shot. That's one response to the Rivam. But the Ramban wants to say as follows. In the Milchamas Hashem and Sanhedrin, he says that our Gemara, he says the Gemara there doesn't hold that she was an Eish Ish. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is cholik on the Gemara in Megillah. That was just an Agarata. It was not really Lomais. We don't hold like that. Agarata, they were never married. Esther was never married. So it was not a Shiloh at all. Bias Akum normally is Gili Arias. It is Gili Arias. But don't bother me because it's a steer in Machlokes and Gemaras. The Gemara Megillah says they were married. Gemara in Sanhedrin held that she was not married. She was a single woman. So it never was a Shiloh Gili Arias. You have to say two ways. We're saying two ways, Ezra, how the Rivam is going to get out of that Gemara. That the Gemara, why wasn't it Gili Arias? If he holds it's Gili Arias, why didn't the Gemara ask it? Either Karka Olam or either they were never married. She wasn't married to Mordechai. The Gemara Megillah said they were married. The Gemara Sanhedrin is going to be holy and said they were never married. That's what the Ramban says. Okay? Fine. So, Lamaisa, we have this big machloikis between the Rivam and the Rabbeinu Tam, and Lamaisa, this is the way We've just saved the Rivam, how he's going to read the Gemara, okay? How do you think he's going to read our Gemara? How's the Rivam going to read our Gemara? Religious lu onis deshari. What's the answer to that? What's the answer? How's the Rivam going to read our Gemara? Religious lu onis shari. How's the Rivam going to read our Gemara? You guys tell me. How's the Rivam going to read our Gemara? Why is it religious lu onis shari? What would you say? Religious lu onis shari. It's an onus, no problem. You know, if it's an onus, if she did a baratzon. But Lidish Luonishari Lamaisa, you're going to have to say, we'll see, it was Karkolim. She would be Karkolim. Karkolim takes care of that problem. Okay? So that's how you explain away our Gemara. What do you think you would paskin on the Shiloh in the Rabbeinu Tam's case? Where she ran off with the guy. What do you think you would paskin? Rivam would say, of course she's Osir to the guy. Echelabal, Echelabal. The Rivam would definitely argue in that case. The Psak Halach. Okay? So now let's turn the tables now and turn them on Rabbeinu Tam, because the Rivam had a lot of Gemaras against Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, yeah, Kibi, go ahead.
Just one detail on that.
Yes.
Why don't we apply that when someone's misguided and they're not Osir Isha at all anymore? I mean, why is he still considered the Bala?
Why don't you say Gershon is Geyer, you mean?
Yeah.
The Tosfos Yeshanim, it's a good point. The Tosfos Yeshanim says in Yuma on Pei Beis and Beis that Lamaisa, we paskin if a goy's ball ishes Israel, if a goy's ball a Jewish married woman, and then he's miskayer, we still kill him. We don't say Gershon Iskayer. That's a Beferish of Gemara and Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph from a base. You don't say Gershon Iskayer. If a goy's ball a base ishes Israel, he probably want to convert for that reason, probably, right? Who knows? Maybe he's a tzaddik, he became a tzaddik too, but whatever, he knows if he converts, maybe he's going to get off the hook. He doesn't get off the hook. We kill him. Okay? So that's not going to help. You follow me? If you hold stark like the Rivam, Lamaisa, if you hold stark like the Rivam, that's the Pshat Lamaisa. Okay?
There's no room to make a middle ground
with
the Rivam?
Let's see. According to the Rivam, no. A Pshat Pshat is that even though a Goy's ball by Ishis Goy, he has to be killed. Now, if a Jew is ball on Ishis Goy, right, even though Big Yusa, if he's ball on an Ashes Goy, you know, Yusa is Chai Misa, if he's Niskar, he's Potter from Misa. You follow me? If a Goy's ball Ashes Goy, and then he converts, that he's Potter from Misa. I want you to know both those dinim, okay? If a Goy's a ball Ashes Israel, he tried to hurt a Jewish married woman, and then he converts, we kill him. If a Goy's ball Ashes Goy, he would be killed, but if he converts, we save him. Okay? So that's the sheet, let's get it now, of the Rivam. Now let's turn the tables on Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Just the marker for that the din by a goy Gershon Iskayer that we don't kill him.
Right.
What's the marker?
The marker is the same Gemara in Sanhedrin, an ayin aleph from the base. The Gemara says beferish that if it works the other way, he's potter. He's potter from Misa. Well, there's a beer for that din, but I want you to just know the psak, okay? That's a Gemara Beferish and Ayin Aleph on the base. Okay?
That's not from a Pasuk, or?
The Gemara has, that's a Sugi and Ayin Aleph on the base. You have to look at that Sugi. Okay? Alright? Okay, so let's turn the tables now on who? Let's turn the tables on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rivam has strong kashas on him. No? How he has Beferish and Gemaras. It says Prutzos in our Gemara. What did Rashi say on the Prutzos? That if they're Mizana, they're us or their husbands. Rashi Beferish holds like the Rivam, no? Ike Prutzos, di makalinin lu avde baratzim. If you allow it, they're going to do baratzim. Nasros al-balein. They're going to become us or their husbands, right? So I want you to get that down. Rashi's L'chur Beferish like the Rivam, that a Bia Skoy creates an Isser to her husband. So this is a great, great kasha, and how are we going to save Rabbeinu Tam? So I want to go through a Mahalach now to try to save Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, how is Rabbeinu Tam? How are we going to save him? So, because we already solidified the Rivam, Lamaisa, we already solidified the Rivam, how is Rabbeinu Tam going to be solidified? So let's say as follows. There's a Chumas Adeshin in Simon Reish Nun Tes, who's a late Rishon, that says Reish Yud Tes, that says the following Kiddush. Okay? He wants to tie in that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Bias Akum does Asar on the husband. All Rabbeinu Tam said it was Mutter Lebolo. I wrote, Kebias Goy, Kebias Emma Velo Oser. So comes along the Chumas Adeshin, and he says, one second here. Let's make a split within Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says, Shirak Lamaisa Oser Labal, Rak Oser Labal, the low Laboam. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam says, I'm sorry. A bias goy does aser to the husband, halacha lamaisa. It just doesn't aser to the boel. Aye, but didn't we learn the mission in Sota that says b'shachav yisoh saw that there's a din echad labaal v'echad laboel, right? Mishnah Masechta Sota, we said. Remember we said that the makor of that din echav zayinim and beis. Well, that's only by a what? That's only by halacha lamaisa. And this is the chiddush. B'shachav yisoh Dafka bias behema doesn't aser labal. Any other bias osiris labayla. Okay? It's koil of bias goy. So halacha lamaisa, when we say this din of asura labal, asura laboyal, and this is the theory that we want to bring out, halacha lamaisa, the pshat, and the Chumas Adeshin says, even though it's considered a bias behema, that's only this laboyal. Legabi anachri, it's not shaykh legabi behema. Mikol makom, since it's a human being, it asks labayal yisrael v'shaykh isra legabe. So we see beferish halacha lemaisa. You want to say echad labal v'echad laboyal. So what is echad labal v'echad laboyal? Lemaisa, that's by someone who's a human being, but a goy is considered to be like what? Like a behema. So you can make the split, and you could say that it creates an isra on the husband, but not on the boyal. You follow me? So I want you to get out of that problem. Echad labal v'echad laboyal is by an ish, the low behema, and the goy is considered to be like a behema. Halacha lemaisa. Okay? Bias behema doesn't aser labal, right? But any other bia asers labal, namely bias goy. Okay? So that's the chiddush of the Trumas Adeshin. The Trumas Adeshin wants to say it's considered a gebias emel vis-a-vis the boyo. So that's what I wrote on the board. Trumas Fira Benetan, rak oser, labal, let's write, below labal. One sec, Ezra. So now all these Gemaras fall like a domino, no? How do all these Gemaras fall like a domino? What were the kashas? Prutzos? Prutzos, they're going to live with the goy baratzom. Of course they're also to the husband. That's all the Gemaras said. They're also to their husbands. Rabbeinu Tam's masking to that. What about the case in Ksubis? And Chavav later, in Armasekta, she's captured, she can do baratzom, she becomes also to her husband. What about the case Kasher Avadati Avadit? She'll become also to Mordechai. So all these Gemaras fall like a domino. It's a beautiful pshat, lamais. Okay? So this is one theory in the Rabbeinu Tam, the Trumas Adeshin, that you make the split halacha lamaisa. Okay? You make the split Trumas Adeshin, if you're Rabbeinu Tam, Sharak Osu Labal, Velo Labal. Because it's considered Bias Abahema for the what? For the ball. Kibias Abahema, Kibias Habahema, just rock Labal. Rock Labal. Okay? And therefore, halacha lamaisa, don't give me echa labal, echa labayal. That's only by what? An ish. This is kibiyas ha-behema. So lamaisa, if it's considered a kibiyas ha-behema, then it doesn't answer what? Then halacha lamaisa, bias ha-behema doesn't answer to the husband, just like it doesn't make it a zonah. But a lamaisa, it does, it's a bias ha-behema vis-a-vis the boil, but it's considered by the baal, it's considered to be an isser. Okay? So that's how you're going to have to say it. That's what the Trumas Adeshin wants to say. Go ahead, Ezra. What do you say?
I'm not understanding the Trumas Adeshin. How we ask that if Prutus, Rashi said that Prutus Chayav Misa, if they do Baratzon.
Not Chayav Misa, they're usher to their husbands.
Usher to their husbands,
right.
But Rabbeinu Tam said that they, it's like Bias Behema, they shouldn't be usher to their husband.
No, Rabbeinu Tam said that they are usher to the husbands. Rabbeinu Tam said they're mutter to the husbands. It's right. Bias Behema.
So that's the question.
So what, it's like a Bias Behema. That was the question. So, the Rivam asked all these kashas Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says back to Rivam, you misunderstood me. I hold that a Bias Akum does create an Isser to the husband. It just, she remains mutter to the Boel.
Meaning if he
divorces her and then the guy would convert, correct. So only vis-a-vis Bias Behema, vis-a-vis the Boel. That's the Chiddush we want to suggest. So that's why Lamaisa, the answer of the Trumas Adeshin makes a lot of sense, pshat and Rabbeinu Tam. Elder, you got me? Now, the Pnei Yoshua Rabbi Kivega say a different pshat. They say the woman's also midrabanan. And any time that you, all those makomos to Rivam quoted that she's us or her husband are only midrabanan, just a din drabanan. So that's what the Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva Eger said. This is all the answer up Rabbeinu Tam. The Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva Eger, they say it's just rock usher midrabanan. It's just an issue midrabanan labalo. Okay? It's an issue midrabanan. It's a little hard to say that in Rashi, but okay. Rashi could also, he didn't say it was derived from the Rabbanan. That's a second svara that you could suggest. Now, there's a third svara, and the third svara is the Chasam Sofer, which I want to bring out. You remember on Thursday we had the Ma'arik, and Daniel brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah we found, Daniel found it, saying Kuf Ayin Gimel, Kuf Ayin Ches, rather, Siv Gimel. The Ramah says that Gedolah Mizana B'Shogeg, she thought it was her husband, and it was someone else, she's still mutter to her husband. She lives with a guy, she thought it was her husband, turned out to be another guy, she's mutter. Aval Zinsa, Shesav Ramutul Iznus, Havikim Mezidu Asru Labala Yisrael. But let's say she thought it was mutter to Mizana, that's not an excuse, she's also her husband, and he quotes the Ma'arik. So get that down, the Ramah says, Simin Kufay and Ches Siv Gimel. That's what the Ramah quotes it. Omer Mutter is not a heter when it comes to Snus. So the Chasam Sofer wants to say a beautiful pshat. Chasam Sofer wants to say normally bias akum is considered bias abahema, and it doesn't aser on the boil. But nevertheless, it asers on the husband. Because Isser, the husband, is talui on his kepeda. It's talui on the kepeda of the baal. What do you mean kepeda of the baal? You know what that means? Whether he objects. So what I think he means is the Chasam Sofer says it's like the Ma'arik. Just like the Ma'arik said, the woman physically live with another man, that breaks the holy covenant, God, Hashem, man, and a woman. So too here, halacha lemaisa, the fact she lived with a goy was another human being and wasn't her husband, and therefore halacha lemaisa, that's what it means that we assume in this din that Rabbeinu Tam says bias akum is kebias abahema. It doesn't answer the ball, but it does answer the husband, and that's why she said kasher avarati avarati. She said if I go in baratzon, I want you to know I'm being moel in you. I'm trespassing in you, Mordechai, and I will become usher. So the third pshat of the chasam sofer. So this is the second, we use the Chasam, the Ma'arik to answer Rashi. Remember why Rashi needed a makor? Remember why Rashi needed a makor that if a woman's raped, she's still mutter to her husband? Remember we said? Onus chmona patrik, because ma'alov oma, why need a pasuk? According to Rashi, should be pasuk, it's not a meiser. That was a shtickle term. Now we're using the Chasam Sofer, is saying based on the Ma'arik, the Rabbeinu Tam is mevuseset on the Ma'arik, is based on the Ma'arik, is based on the Ma'arik svara. And the Ma'arik svara is exactly this, that in fact it's totally b'what b'me'ila. I'm going to write it's totally b'me'ila. And the fact is that a bias akum is kabias abehema vis-a-vis the boa. The boa is still mutter to her, but not the what, not the husband.
Same answer as the Yeshua's edition.
But it's a new svara. Why? He made the split lamaisa that tzarak osalabal kabias abehema. That's what he wrote. Okay, we're elaborating what the svara is. Okay. We're elaborating what the svar is, okay? Absolutely, that may be this one. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky wants to say a different shot. He wants to tie it, halacha lemaisa, that the Isser Labala is not because of an Isser Eish Yisish. I want you to get that. What causes the Isser Labala? Kedusha Rabbi Shmuel. What causes the Isser Labala? The Isser Labala, the Isser to the Baal, the Isser Labala is from what? Is Eno, is Novea, Novea means stems from, Meznus, below Min Isser Eish Yisish. Okay? The Isser to the Boel stems from the Isser Eish Yisish. You got me? The Boel, Achein Boel, the Isser of Boel, is in fact made Isser Eish Yisish. You follow me? So I want to elaborate on this. The Isser Eish Yisish is a problem for the Boel. Okay? So in other words, the goy is like a behema, so it's a bias nus, so it's asis on the husband. The issue of the ball is totally whether he did an isser eshesish. Bias goy is not considered to be an isser eshesish. Bias goy is bias a behema. It's not an isser eshesish. Mela doesn't ask the ball. Ball is only asin when he does an isser eshesish. The ball here is a goy, so he didn't do an isser eshesish like a behema. But is it a bias nus? It is a bias nus. It's a bias nus, mela, that's enough to ask to the Baal. Because the Isser of the Baal is not totally on Isser Eshish. The Isser of the Baal is totally on Isser Znus. Just another way of saying it, Lamaisa. If you put together the Ma'arik with it, it really makes it very, it makes it a beautiful svara. So basically, the bottom line is, and I want to point out a Beferish Gemara in Sota. Please get it. Chavavim and base. That if a Baal, do you know what kinui and stir is? What is kinui? The husband warns his wife not to have yichud with Mr. X. He warns her in front of two men. And what's stira? She has the yichud with Mr. X with two men seeing the yichud. What's that din? A suffix sota. And what's the halacha? She has to go up to Yishalayim and drink the mei sota. If she's guilty, she blows up. She's innocent, she gets a bracha. That's a suffix sota. So, sota vad is when two adim saw she's mezana. He's got to divorce her. She loses her ksuba. A suffix sota is we're not sure, correct? So there's a Beferish Gemara in Chavavim and Beis and Sota that says, a Baal that is Mekana, his wife, not to have Yichud Goy Ploni, and she does, she's Aser on her husband. So you see Beferish that Biasakum Asers, doesn't it? Isn't that Beferish that Biasakum Asers? Seemingly that's another Gemara against Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the answer? What's the answer? No! Biasakum is considered to be what? Totally on the pakpada of the husband. It's like the ma'arik. So therefore, even though biyasakum might be what? Biyasabahema. But vis-a-vis the husband, it's like ma'al of o'ma'al. Or it's a biyasnus. Mebela, that's going to be a problem. So therefore, it's not a kasha on the what? On the rabbinic time at all. You could be ma'az with that gemara just as well. So here we have this tremendous chiddush. You follow me? Machlokes rabbinic time and the rivam. What will be legabe this din? Of Bias Akum. Okay, now how do we paskin on this Shaila? Allah Lamaisa. How do we paskin, guys, on this din? What do you say? What do you say about this Shaila, Alibi de Hilchasa? How do we paskin in this Shaila of Rabbi Natam the Revolt? You're a Paisik? You gotta know the din? Allah Lamaisa. Who do we paskin like? Right? Who do we paskin like, Allah Lamaisa, in such a case? Okay? If there's a znus lomais in such a case, what do you say if it's with a goy? So we have to see lomais. We have to see. The pashtus is that what? What would you say if you're a paisik? What do you say? There's nothing to talk about that she's going to be ushered to her husband based on what we just said. Both Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam agree that if a woman's mizana, she's ushered to her husband. So I want you to get that down. You have a married couple, Jewish couple, and God forbid the Jewish woman's mezana with a man, a goy, he's usher to her. That's it. He's done. Unless she was raped. She did a baratz, and that's the din. The question is whether he converts now and he wants to marry her, is that an issur l'bol? That's a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam. Rabbeinu Tam said it would say it's fine. The Rivam would say it's usher. We have to check the din on that. Okay? We have to check the din. But what I want you to get the halacha's clore that if she's mezana with a goy baratz, she is usher. Allah lomaisa. Yes, go ahead, Kibi.
The fear of Shmuel.
Yes.
Why? What's the svara that the iser to the Baal?
I think also it's nice if you go back to Volo Mav. He doesn't say that, but I think that's what.
Like the same maisa is like going to be.
No, because he says the iser of Ashish Ish. It makes sense. The iser of Ashish Ish is on the boil. He was mezana with her. He did an Isra Ashish Ish.
Right.
So Mimela, it's got to be an Isra Ashish Ish.
Even if she was Miskari, right? The regular halacha, let's say, it wasn't a good whatever. Even if she was Miskari, it's Azur Liolam. So why should that matter for meaning? Why should that be?
No, because I'm saying there's two Isurim. The Isra Ashish Ish is the boil what he did.
Right, his Maisa was the.
Right, but it has to be called an Isra Ashish Ish. It's just not
and
called.
That same Isra is what stems and makes him never allowed to sleep with her again, even if she divorces.
Correct, absolutely, because he did an Isra Ashish Ish, but Lamaisa vis-a-vis the husband doesn't have to be an Isra Ashish Ish. It has to be an Isra Snus, any Isra Snus. I'm saying it's more understandable if you say Mal of Omar, like that Marik. So Lamaisa, even though he doesn't say it, but I think it's a good Hezber. So that's what you have to say, and we that's how we have to say how we were ever the Ferenfer, the Rabbeinu Tam, Halach Lamaisa, from the Rivam, all the Rivam's Kasha. You got to say like that, because these are stark, convincing kashas, and otherwise it's very, very difficult to answer up the Rabbeinu Tam unless you say this mahalach. Okay, now let's take this a step further. And that is that in this proclamation of the Lidish Lud Onishari, I gave the Ramban, okay? And the Ramban and the Rashba are bothered by a kasha. Why is Onis Mutter in this case? Let's make a public proclamation that onus is mutter. Onus is mutter What are you talking about? Shas Hashmad. There were goes through the Malchus to that the woman has to go to the Hegemon to have beer. That's a Gzera, general Gzera. That's like Shas Hashmad. Shas Hashmad, we said, Yarev al Yavor. So let's ask that similar kasha that the Rivash asked on the Gemara, that we should get rid of the Takana. How can we get rid of the Shas Hashmad? Ask that kasha here. On Velidish Lulon Ashari, it's Shas Hashmad. Could ask that same kasha, and who asked it? The Ramban and the Rashba asked that kasha. Very stark a kasha. Oh. So Lamaisa, what you have to say is the Ramban says that since the Goy did it Lahanos Atzmo, and he didn't do it to be Okar Mitzvah Satira, you don't have to let yourself be killed. Okay? Please get it. If you do it Lahanos Atzmo, if it's considered to be Hanos Atzmo, that's not a din of Shas Hashmad. He did it for Hanos Atzmo. He wasn't trying to break Judaism. They wanted to live with the Pesul. But the Ramban says that the Ravid says, even if the Goy does it Lahanos Atzmo, if it's during Shas Hashmad, you have to let yourself be killed. If it's an era of Shas Hashmad, even if you do it Lahanos Atzmo, even if he does it Lahanos Atzmo, what's the din? Allah Lamaisa? Allah Lamaisa is you have to let yourself be killed. So why is Onashari Shas Hashmad? So what the Ramban wants to say for the Ravid is, if the whole Iker Gzeira was Lahanos Atzmo, and not to be Okar Mitzvah Yisrael, that's not considered Shas Hashmad, and that's how he wants to answer up the Ravid. Even according to the Ravid, you don't have to let yourself be killed, because the Ravid was talking about when you want to be Okar Mitzvah in the Torah, and it happens to be that, you know, he's Gozer Lahanos Atzmo under that general rubric. But if the whole Gzeira was Lahanos Atzmo, then you don't have to give up your life, fellas. That's the Ramban answering for the Ravid. Correct. Because the Ravid said Lahanos Atzmo is not considered a Patur during Shas Hashmad. So what do you do with the Gemara? So the answer is the whole Gzeira here was what Lahanos Atzmo. That's not Shas Hashmad.
Is the Ramban answering for the Ravid?
Ramban is answering for the Ravid, correct. He doesn't like it, though. He didn't like it. He see, the Ramban concluded, Ein Zeh Nochem. He didn't like that type of teretz. He gave a teretz to the Ravid, but he didn't like it, okay?
His first teretz
was that Hanos Atzmo was a p'tur during a Shas Hashmad. You don't have to let yourself be killed. But there is a Ravid that argues on me that says Hanos Atzmo is not a p'tur of Shas Hashmad. So maybe the answer is that the whole Gzeira was Lahanos Atzmo. The Meila, that's not called Shas Hashmad, but the Ramban didn't like it. So how are you going to solve it? So there is a Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says as follows. Very important. The Ra'ah says, Halacha L'maisa, the Ra'ah says, Abshat L'maisa, that the woman is Karka Olam. Since she's Karka Olam, she doesn't have to be Moser herself L'misa. Okay? You follow me? That Shas Hashmad is a p'tur also during that Karka Olam is a p'tur also during Shas Hashmad. That's a tremendous machloikis.
Just how does Karka Olam, or does she have to like become vada be Karka Olam, or are we saying that the nature of a woman?
Oh, we're going to get to that. We'll get to that, Kibi. Not today. We're going to get to that, Lamaisa, to what degree you take that. Because the Rosh Yerim Ksubis discusses it, Lamaisa, to what degree, Lamaisa, you take that if you develop a case where she is proactive, what will be the din? Or do you say being in general is like that? Tosis takes it, Lamaish, if you develop a case, and it could be a problem. Okay?
So Lafitte Tosis all these times.
They discuss if he already had a Kishui. You know, Kishui, if he had already had an erection and it wasn't for her, and then they put him on her, Lamaish, is that considered to be Karkolim even for him? Is there a din of karkolim for him? Halacha l'maisa. And Taisus discusses that. So we won't get to it today. But we have to discuss it to what degree. And that's what we have to get into Reb Chaim about a bullet. You know, if the baby's thrown off the roof, what's considered about that as well? To what degree we take it? But I want to take it a step further here. And that Ra'ah is very problematic. He wants to say that Shas Hashmad, Halacha l'maisa is there's no p'tur, meaning if you karka olam, it's a p'tur even in Shas Hashmad. Okay, that's a machlokes rishonim. Fine. But l'maisa, what I want to bring out here is from the Bir Halacha in Siman Shin, Dalet Mem. Okay? So we have this answer now, Lidush Lu'on Ashari, also Halacha l'maisa. The Be'alocha discusses an army man, a soldier, who knows that the army is going to force him to do Malach on Shabbos. Should he go ahead and do it Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas, which will only be an Issa D'Rabbanan, and do it on his own before they force him to do it on Shabbos Mamish? Or should he wait until they actually force him on Shabbos? Interesting suffix in the Be'alocha, Simin Shin Dalad Men Dirmaska Mitzum Tzemis. So the Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Machane Yisrael. Perek Lamed Gimel Osvav, the Chofetz Chaim quotes in the name of his son, you can bring a raya from our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Validrish lu the onus shari. So how did Tysus Masbrit? We didn't do the Tysus yet inside. Validrish, the second Tysus. What did the second Tysus say? Validrish? He said that you could protest these women that get married on Tuesday because they could have gotten married on Wednesday. And if they get forced, what's the big deal? Onus is mutter. I mean, it's a big deal. We feel bad for them, but onus is mutter. What's a caution? Well, I don't understand. Why didn't they just push off the issur d'rabbanan? Madua shelo yakdimu litchos issur d'rabbanan. Why don't we not push off the issur d'rabbanan to get married on Tuesday? Kedeshinatzlu achakach miyissur d'rabbanan shall be lakum. There was a takana get married on Wednesday for the takana of Chazal, not to get married on Tuesday. Forget about that. Get married on Tuesday. Right, get into a chance of being boiled in Issa D'Raisa of Bilas Akum. You follow me? It's Muchach that we don't push off an Isser that's Kal, even though it's going to be force you to eventually do an Isser Chamor. You hear the riot? Because you could get rid of a Takana of getting married on Wednesday, just get married on Tuesday. No, I'm not going to do it. I'll end up living with a Goy? I don't care. I'm not going to be Doch an Isser Kal now to save myself from being over an Isser that's more Chamor. That's the son of the Chofetz Chaim brought a raya from our Gemara. And therefore, the guy should not do the Malach and Erev Ben Hashmashos, which is only the Rabbanan, should wait till the Goy forces him. Amazing, no? You hear that? But he wanted to bring a raya from our Gemara.
Don't we have cases where you do that, though? Isn't that also, you know, like
Redis HaPaz that... Yeah, Redis HaPaz, the duty initiative, that's for your Chaveiro, Lamaich. This is yourself here. This is yourself. Well, that's an interesting shiloh there. Chote b'shvil sheyiska chaveracha. There's a lot of different rules with that, but here we're talking about for yourself here. You have to make a triage decision. You know, it's a lot like the shiloh. There's a machloikis in the Radbaz with the Prima Godim. If a person medically can only fast either Tzom Gadal or Yom Kippur because they're too close together, it totally wipes them out if he fasts. Poshup shayi do Yom Kippur, which is the rice Tzom Gadal Yedrobonon. But maybe the first one comes first. There was a guy in prison. They said, we'll let you go out for a minyan. So does he go out to the first minyan possible, or can he wait till shofar? That's a shiloh. Do you say it's usually makdimin on the one that's closer to you? Mitzvah bol yarchal yachim said, even though the first one's the rabban and the other one's the araisa. So the Chavetz Chaim son said, you bring a raya from here, you should wait. So how the Chavetz Chaim rejected it? How the Chavetz Chaim rejected? Chavetz Chaim rejected his son's raya. Because that's when you're talking about two different Isurim. That you're not Docha the Issa D'Rabbanan to get married when? You're not Docha the Issa D'Rabbanan talking about two different Isurim. We're not Docha the Issa D'Rabbanan to get married on Tuesday because of an onus that might happen afterwards. Legabe be with the Hegmon. But Legabe Shabbos, it's the same Isur. So you're Mukhruch to Mechal Shabbos anyway. You know you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. It's interesting, it's the same Isur of Shabbos he wants to tie in. So it's better you should be over the Issa D'Rabbanan Ben Hashmashos rather than do the Issa D'Araisa. Don't bring a riot from our Gemara. Our Gemara is two different Isurim. If they're two different Isurim, you can't compare the two. I'm thinking about in our Shiloh about the two different fasts, Lamaisa. So maybe he would say, like that Shita that you fast on Tzom Gedalia, Yom Kippur's D'Araisa, but listen, you got to do what comes first. I don't know, I'm thinking. But it's interesting, that's how the Chofetz Chaim rejects his son's riot from our Gemara. Interesting halacha l'maisa. Okay, we got this klor. So this is the chiddush l'maisa we have. So let's go weiter now, and the tais will finish it inside. L'maisa will set us up. L'maisa for more in yonim we have to do tomorrow. L'maisa, much more. So let's pick up where we're at now. Okay, the yesh lomar. You got it. The second wide line. Who wants to read the yesh lomar? Let's see. Ezra, you want to read the yesh lomar? Go ahead. Right here. The second, right there, the middle. Go ahead. What are we answering now? What are we? Which kasha are we answering? How could you proclaim alone is shari We said Yarek Valyavor. Rabbi Natam said, what are you talking about? Biyasakim is not an Isser to the Boel. It's only an Isser to the Baal, Lamaisa. So it's not an Isser to the Boel. So we said, isn't it Yarek Valyavor? So what's the answer according to Rabbi Natam? It's not. Well, the Rabbi Natam says it's not Usser, right? Biyasakim is not Usser to the Boel. It does create an Isser to the husband, not to the Boel. But the Rivam said, what are you talking about? Biyasakim is Usser. So how's Rivam going to answer our Gemara? Go ahead, Yish Lomar. Excellent. The kasha was, this woman's karka oilam. She's not doing a mice at all. She's not doing a mice at all. What's the problem? Just like it asked over there. It only said a karkolim to answer what? What are the two answers in the Gemara over there, by the way? What are the two answers in the Gemara over there? That Esther is before Hesiavoy. Abaye says karkolim. What does Rava say? He did it for his own hana. Hana satzma shiny. We got to know that. Abaye is karkolim. Abaye answers karkolim. Abaye says karkolim. And what does Rava say? Rava says Hanos Atzmo. That's the two answers in Sanhedrin 9, Dalam and Beis to the Kasha Esther was Bifarhesia. Bifarhesia Havoy. You got me? That's the Kasha. Those are the two Terutsim. So he says beautifully the Rivam. You know what he says? He says, you know what? This woman is Karka Olam when she's going to be raped by the Hegmo. Just like it said by Esther. Go ahead, Vahadalo Parach. You know why he never answered about, never asked about her being Gilei Arayos? Because we knew she was Karka Olam. The Kasha doesn't start. Go ahead. And she shouldn't give up her life. Aval. The Havamina was, I didn't think Karka Olam would get out of Chilul Hashem. Kamashman, the Mishani, the Gemara answers. Excellent. This Karka Olam takes care of both. That's how the Rivam says it. Unbelievable. Okay? Let's finish up the Taisis. Go ahead. You know, Yael lived with Sisera seven times, the Gemara says. And then he was tired, and then he fell asleep, and she killed him by sticking the temple in his, sticking the peg in his temple. Correct. Go ahead. Oh, she had hana by living with him. How could she do such a thing? Go ahead, Mishani. Tovasan. Tovasan. Oh, he's such a disgusting guy, sister. He was like Hitler. It's evil to tzaddikim. She's because he put this like zuama, this sweat, the terrible, it's like a ruach of tuma. She was disgusting for her. Go ahead. Why didn't the Gemara answer Karka Olam there? Go ahead. Right, the Gemara didn't ask over there why didn't she give herself up? You know what I mean? It really means Amai Masra Atzmo. The Gemara didn't ask, it really the low there, it's like a double negative. It's really Amai Masra. Why didn't the Gemara ask over there? The Gemara didn't ask why did she give herself up. Why? Because we had no question. Go ahead. He didn't want to kill her. Yeah, he wanted to hide in her tent. He didn't want to kill her. So that wasn't the kasha of the Gemara over there. Elohachi Perusha, what was the kasha over there? She got hung off from living with him. So Lama what? Why in Shiras Devora, another Sedekis woman, she's, you know, in Shiras Devora, she praises Yael. Why does she praise Yael? That was the kasha. Lama what? Right, that's in Shoftim, right? Shoftim Pirik Dalad. My daughters know that Dvorah, Shir's Dvorah by heart. I couldn't believe it. I can't even memorize one pasuk from it. They knew the whole Shir's Dvorah. They have to learn it in school. The whole thing by heart. And she praises Yael in it. Gedarshin and Benazir. Oh, Aver Lishma is greater than it's Shlo Lishma. Now, Rav Shechta pointed out from the Herch of Dover than it's Siv, you better make sure it's Lishma. Because in Mitzvahs, there's two modes, Shlo Lishma and Lishma. There's a positive type of shlo lishma that you do it to become get a shidduch or to say you're a big tamal chacham and it'll grow to become lishma to closer to Hashem. But if you do a mitzvah shlo lishma to mekanter, to make your friend look bad or make your rebbe look bad, it's better your placenta's turned over, you weren't created. There are two types of shlo lishma, one positive, one negative. Gemara and brachos David Zayman Aleph. But when it comes to an aver lishma, there's no aver shlo lishma. An aver shlo lishma blibes an aver. It's only lishma. Only great tzaddikim can be on that madrega do an aver lishma. So Gemara asks, she did an aver lishma. Parach, the Gemara asks.
Parach,
yeah, it was an aver shlo lishma. The whole what? Me aveira. She got enough from the aveira. Go ahead, Mishani. Oh, the answer is she didn't get enough. She did it totally lishma to save Klal Yisrael, but it had nothing to do with Karkolim in that case. It wasn't an issue of Karkolim. He wasn't trying to kill her. So the Gemara did not address that. So you see clearly that there is this theory of Karkolim that Abaye says, and Rava said enough satsa. Now it's interesting to me. I want you to point this out in your notes, that it's interesting to me that the Rishonim here, at least the Rivam, utilizes Karkolim, which is a Sfar that Abaye said. Normally in Abaye and Rava, we go like Halacha Kerava. No? I want you to get that down. So you have to say, I think Rabbi Kivega writes in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kufnu and Zion, and all the Simon of Ayar Vayavar, he says, Rava and Abaye, we're not arguing. Otherwise, it's hard to say, everyone, the Rishonim used the Sfar of Karkolim. Abaye said, not Rava. Rava's not chaylek, no mice. They just said different terutzim to the what? To the shayla. Okay. Now, to crystallize this machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, I want to say over something from Shlomo Eger, which is very, very interesting, and really shows the two polar opposites. They are really two polar opposites. According to the Rivam, I want you to get this down. According to the Rivam, Karkolim is pshita. Yes, you just read it, Ezra. According to Reb Shlomo Eger, according to the Rivam, Karkolim is pshita that gets out of Gilui Arayis. We just had a havamina that it wouldn't get out of Chil Hashem. The Torah says it gets out of Chil Hashem as well. You follow me? So please get that down. According to Rivam, Karkolim for sure took care of Gilui Arayis. It also took care of the Chil Hashem in the Maskana as well. But Rabbeinu Tam, Adarabba, holds that for Gilui Arayis, Karkolim does not help. All Karkolim helps for is for the Svara before Hesia. Right? Don't we see that? Because what did Rabbeinu Tam say? What did Rabbeinu Tam say, Allah Halamaisa? What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam, Poshup Shat, went out of his way and he said that Biasakim is not considered to be Gili Arias. Because Karkolim would not solve Gili Arias. He doesn't have that problem. You follow me? You don't need to have Karkolim to solve Gili Arias. Maybe it doesn't. Happens to me in this case, the guy's a goy. And for a goy, vis-a-vis the boil, it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be a problem, halach l'maisa. Lidish ludon ishari. You follow what I'm saying? So, I'm just trying to think now, though, the way we've touched up Rabbeinu Tam, that it does create an issue to the husband, do you have to come out? And I still think Karkolim will not save the fact that it's Givi Arias. It doesn't. It doesn't save the fact that it's Givi Arias. It Lamaisa only saves the fact of Chil Hashem. I think that still remains steadfast. Okay? You follow what I'm saying, Yosef and others? According to Rivam, Eli, Karkolim helps. It's not a Gili Arayis. It also helps. It's not a Chil Hashem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it helps. It's not a Chil Hashem. But we don't have Karkolim taking care of the problem of Gili Arayis. Rabbeinu Tam never said that. He never said that. How did he get out of it? It's because the B of the Goy is like a Behemoth vis-a-vis the Boyal. So that's the fundamental machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam, Lamaisa and the Rivam regarding this issue. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Now, this brings us to the following. Okay? This brings us to the following. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? What is the makor? And you know what? We'll start with this tomorrow. But what I want to bring out is, let's close here with this. I touched on it before because I want to bring it out. Why doesn't anyone here bother by Kinoyim Pogimbo? And we'll talk about it at greater length, but I just want to mazur this point here. What is Kinoyim Pogimbo? We are not bloodthirsty people. The Jewish people are merciful, kind, and Baishanim Gomle Chasodim and Rachmanim. Gomor Nivom and Scientism is we're not bloodthirsty people. But if someone ever asks you to speak about intermarriage, The first thing you start with is that. It's a theoretical halacha. But if you see a Jewish man live at the shiks in public, you kill him. Now, we're not violent people. But that speaks volumes about it. It's a theoretical level. You don't get in trouble. We can't do this nowadays. But Kenayim Pogamo means if a Jewish man lives with a shiksa in front of 10 people, you kill him. And the halacha is, that speaks volumes about intermarriage. Intermarriage, halacha lamaisa. Kenayim Pogamo, there are three other cases where we say Kenayim Pogamo, in the Mishnah and Yevamos. What are the three other cases? Goinev Kisva. What's Goinev Kisva? Goinev Kisva. If someone sees steal the Kli Sharis, you can kill him. The other one is Mekalo Bekosein. If you see someone curse someone with black magic. And then there's a third case, which is a Machlaikis, where we should say Boil Aramis. Jewish man, this is Kor, who lives with a Shiksa.
That's also in the Mishnah.
Yeah, that's also in the Mishnah. There's a fourth case that says if a Kohen is Shemish Betuma, a Kohen that Shemish Betuma, he does the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, you can kill him too. They threw the pellets at him, and they kill him. Afsisin is Moichoi, Mishnah Peis and Peal from the Beis. That's a question whether that's based on Kenayim Pogam. Rabbi Yonis and Luniel, the Chiddush Rabbi Yonis and Luniel says it's based on Kenayim Pogam. The Radbah says it didn't Shmir is Mikdash to guard the Beis HaMikdash, because there's a Tosefta that says that a Kohen that doesn't wash his hands and goes ben Ubun Lizbech also is going to be executed too as well. So maybe a din of Shmiras Mikdash. Question whether number four is considered to be Kenayim Pogam or not. So I'm thinking to myself, you look at this old sugya, halacha lamaisa, and like I said, another time we'll discuss it at greater length. Maybe I'll give you the marker for it. But, you know, what's going on here with Kenayim Pogam? Well, the answer is simple. According to most Rishonim, the Ramban, Kenayim Pogam is only with a Jewish man with a shiksa. Here we're dealing with a Jewish woman with a shkatz. You understand what I'm saying? And therefore the halacha is that you don't say Kenayim Pogam in the reverse direction. Why do you only say it in one direction, Bol Aramis? Because the Ramban says in Sanhedrin, the kids are what? Goyim. It's a much more of a heinous crime. We paskin intermarriage is bad. We should always stop it. If you have a friend, encourage him. He's got to marry Yidden. You got to marry Yidden. It's one of the worst things you can do. Intermarry. Okay? Shouldn't attend the marriage of an intermarriage. Even if it's a close relative. You can be nice to them. Of course you got to be nice to me. Like a split. But you cannot go to the wedding. You're substantiating it. It's hurting us, this assimilation. Okay? We have to try. Be nice. We have to be nice, of course. Maybe they'll convert. But you understand what I'm saying? There's no shiloh of Boil Aramis here because it's not said in the reverse direction. Yes, Phoebe.
Is there any real isser though with the intermarriage besides how bad it is? I'm saying is there a
law? Yes, there's a gzeira. There's a gzeira to be Boil Apnuya was made based in Shoshane in Avodah Zorah and Lamed Vavah mid base. The Basin of Shane made a gzeira. You're not allowed to be gozer, halacha lamais. You're not allowed to live with a goyim. Okay? It's the Basin of Shane. Now, whether that's the Rabbanan or the Araisa, but if you do it in public, your life is halacha l'moshe m'sina is kenayim pogamo. You follow me? But privately, there's an isser. Poshup shad is the rabbanim, the beis din of shame. I want you to get that down. Vodah zorah lamed vavim and beis. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? It's a good point. Lamed vavim and beis and a vodah zorah. You can't live with a goya. It's beis din shel shame. Pashas the rabbanim might be the arise. If you do it in public, your life could be killed. And there's a chorus with divrei kabbalah. It didn't. Well, let's mention that also. There's a pasuk in Malachi in Navi that says you give chayiv karis with divrei kabbal. Usually karis is in the chumash. There's a karis with divrei kabbal. If you live before Essi and you didn't end up getting killed. No one executed. Now Rav Shekhar says, why are you killing the non-Jewish woman? Because she's part of the Avera. The takala happened through her, so that's why she's killed as well. But this is what I want you to get down in your notes. The reason why it's no problem by Aramis is because it's in the reverse fashion. Now are there any Rishonim though that say, Bol Aramis, you'll say it in the reverse fashion? Yes. And let's close with this. Rabbi Avram HaGadol, in the fourth parak of Yevamos, says Beferish, the Shulta Giburim in Yevamos, says Beferish, in the name of Rabbi Avram HaGadol, and Rabbi Moshe Zatzal says that Tosfos, in the end of the first parak of Yevamos, on Tetzayin, also holds like this. There was a man who was married, had no kids, and died. He had one surviving brother, and he became a bishop. The bishop wasn't interested in doing chalitza for this woman. She stuck as a goon her whole life. They asked her, Avraham HaGadol, what do you do? You know what he paskin? Two chidushim. He says, the guy became a bishop, he loses his Kedushas Yisrael, which is a Chiddush Niflum. We normally say, Af Mishchati Yisrael Hu. Number two, he says, I'd never let them do Yibum. Because Kenoyim Pogimbo. What? Kenoyim Pogimbo? He became a non-Jewish man with a Jewish woman. And he invoked Kenoyim Pogimbo. Yes! He says in the reverse direction as well. Amazing Chiddush, no? And Rav Moshe says, if you read the Tosas and Yevamos and Tetzanimes, Kosi also holds like this. So the reason why you limit it in one direction is because the Maisa Aveira is much more heinous. The kids are goyim. But if you hold it Tzchil Hashem oriented, right, what's the nature? Every Aveira you could clear a shal. Is it the action that's also, or is it the outcome? The reverberations? The Tzchil Hashem? So an intermarriage in each direction is a Tzchil Hashem. So therefore, Avraham HaGadol says it's Aser. A filu goy, b'bas Yisrael, you would say Kenayim Pogimbo. Amazing. You believe that? So Lamaisa, I'm thinking to myself, according to those shittas that say Kenayim Pogimbo, how could they make this announcement? Allegedly, Oineshari, right? Isn't the Jewish woman going to be with a non-Jewish man? Hegemon? Isn't that a problem of Kenoyim Pogimbo?
It's a problem of Kenoyim Pogimbo even if it's an onus?
No, not if it's an onus. You're saying it's an onus, right? You're saying it's an onus, Lamaisa. But what was the Gemara's answer? Right? What did the Gemara answer? Why don't we make an announcement? What does the Gemara say? That Snuos are going to end up what? What did the Gemara say, Daniel? What? The Gemara said, let us announce on this is Mutter, they're going to be Prutzos. They're going to end up doing it, right? There's going to be Prutzos, they're going to end up doing it. But what was the Kasha of the Rishonim? The Kasha of the Rishonim was Yarek Val Yavor, yes? Let's focus on the Kasha, the proclamation. Onis Shari. What do you mean Onis Shari? Yarek Val Yavor. So what's the answer? Rabbeinu Tam says what? Be a Zakar. The Rivam says she's Kargoyle, right? So I'm saying, what about the din of what? Kenoyim Pogimbo. No? Isn't it going to be an issue of Kenoyim Pogimbo? How could we invoke this? Because you're saying you want to say that it's an onus, you mean? You want to say that it's an onus. So it's not a problem with Kenoyim Pogimbo, right? But doesn't Kenoyim Pogimbo create a din of Yarek Val Yavor? That's a shaila in the poskim. The Shach discusses this in your day at Simen Kufin and Zayin. Do you say Kenayim Pogimbo? Whenever you say Kenayim Pogimbo, does it create a din of Yarek Val Yavor? Okay? So the answer is whatever you're going to say. You're either going to say Karka Olam, or you're either going to say what? Biasakum. Right? You're going to say Biasakum. But Lamaisa, Biasakum doesn't help you if it's in public. That's Kenayim Pogimbo, right? So Poshut Teretz says, can I bug you only say in one direction, don't say in the other direction. What happens if you say in the other direction? What happens if you want to say in the other direction? You want to say it was a case of onus, right? You have to say it's a case of onus. A case of onus, but we're making a proclamation. Live with them, no problem, you're still mutter, it's an onus. So you're saying it's not Kanaim Pogimbo because it was an onus. That's what I think you got to say. Kenayim Pogimbo is only if they do it what? Baratzon. But in the case of Kenayim Pogimbo, let's say someone takes a gun to your head. Let's say someone takes a gun to my head and says, live with a non-Jewish woman in public, in front of 10 people. Do I have to let myself be killed? If it's in private, not, because it's only it's a Xera push-up shot, right? From Basin of Shame. But let's say I'm told to do it in public, in 10 people. Do you say Yarek Val Yavor? So the Shach says, maybe. What are you saying?
Yeah, that's what we said over here. Know that if it's Parfar Hestia, any mitzvah, you are Yarek Val Yavor, no?
Right, but that's it's Kedil Haver Al Adas.
Well, I think Shemad was Lahaver Al Adas.
Right, Kedil Haver Al Adas. Shach HaShemad is the same thing. Lamaisa. So but let's say it's, no, but let's say it's not, it's only Lahanoah. He's doing Lahanoah Satzma. For some reason, he's going to make a lot of money for it. Do I have to let myself be killed? Is Yahweh v'al Yahweh? No. Is Yahweh v'al Yahweh? So I'm just saying, even if it's a case of onus Daniel, it might be the halacha of what? Yarog v'al Yahweh. It still might be a halacha of Yahweh v'al Yahweh. You follow what I mean? I'm saying, even if it's under duress, maybe if you say it in both directions, maybe you say Yarog v'al Yahweh. If it's stamped as Kanayim Pokemon, it's Yarog v'al Yahweh, so it won't help you. You hear what I'm asking? That's what I'm bothered by, according to the Shittas Daniel. You hear what I'm asking? I'm saying, if you come up with a case of that it's called Kanayim Pokemon, and that creates a din Yarog v'al Yahweh, then it doesn't help you that it's an onus.
Meaning, if you say it's an onus, then maybe Kanam Pokemon doesn't apply. So then you don't have that.
No, I'm saying that it does. I'm saying that it does. If it's a case of Yarvor, Yarvor, if it's a case called Kanam Pokemon, it shafts as being a what? Like an Irvus. So it becomes Yarvor, Yarvor again. Yarvor, Yarvor. And you can't tell me, was this in public? Mustafa was public. People knew about it, no? People knew about it. You can only kill me if you see the aveira happening in front of 10. But Lamaisa, the halacha of Yarav Yavar is an individual, Lamaisa should apply. I'm saying you can still, once you have this case of Kanayim Pogba, onus doesn't help you. You follow what I'm saying? The fact that it's onus, it doesn't help you. Okay? Sorry, I forgot to turn off the phone. It's already late. It's 107. I'm sorry. So you hear what I'm saying? This is the chiddush that we want to bring out. You follow me? This is the chiddush that we want to bring out. So what we have to do tomorrow is focus more on Karka Olam, and we have to touch upon the other Taisisim as well, and more in the Lomdus Lomais, but I don't really have a good teretz for this kasha. Okay, it's my own kasha. Because once you stamp it as Kanayim Pogavo, you're stuck. Even in the case of onus, you have to. Now, maybe you don't say Yarva Yarva. Maybe that's. But there is a discussion. Okay. The bottom line is the Shita Shechita. Okay. All right, everyone have a wonderful day. Great to see you. Okay. Good. Good to see you. Still, you take the shulchan. Yeah, the shulchan aruch. Okay. Good.